guys, this is no joke. This is not a laughing matter. It's a very serious issue of international gamer threat. Those fucking commies, they're at it again. They're restricting gaming on school days. The Chinese government announced a ban on children playing online games on school nights. They've done it, boys. The globalists have issued a declaration of war upon us. They want to push us gamers to the outskirts of society and ban us. They say this is to help make China wealthier and stronger. Is it? Are you sure that's what you're going to do, China? Taking away these kids' gaming time? The response time might lag. They might go insane. And they become pent up with violent rage from not having these violent video games to get it out of their systems. I say we nuke the bastards! Glass every one of these chinky fucks! That being said, hi. Welcome to Inside Four Walls, and good morning. My name is James Madison, the only ANCAP this side of the Great Divide, and today we'll be talking about China banning online gaming for its citizens and children on school nights. Let's get right into it. You know, it breaks my heart. Right now, somewhere in the world, some little kid, some country's logging in, hoping to talk to his best friend from China while they killed commies in Fallout 76. And his friend doesn't show. He doesn't log in. He wonders, where is Fu Manchu? Where is he? It's enough to pull at the heartstrings of even this hardened journalist, news analysis person, commentator, whatever I am. I'm a man disguised as a dude, disguised as a dude playing another dude, and the dudes are emerging. Anyway, this first article comes from Reuters. 3 hours a week. Playtime's over for China's young video gamers. Article by Brenda Guo. Shanghai, August 30th. Reuters reports, China has forbidden under 18-year-olds from playing video games for more than 3 hours a week. A stringent social intervention that it said was needed to pull the plug on a growing addiction to what it's once described as a spiritual opium. I don't know if I have ever considered the idea that playing video games is spiritual opium. Actually, a little divvy about me is I'm just now recently thinking about getting my Xbox out of storage. I put about a year ago now, maybe, just about a year ago now. I put all my video game, I had Xbox One, 360, I had a Xbox One S, Game Gear, had all that shit, and I put it all into storage just because it was too distracting. I wasn't working on the podcast, I wasn't working out at all, I was just busy playing video games. It was actually quite addictive. I will agree that video games are highly addictive things. It takes a lot of self-control that I sadly lacked at the time. And I'm willing to throw away or possibly risk finding out if I have it or not to play more video games. Because, you know, I've been watching a lot of Fallout New Vegas videos lately. Let me see if I found the channel real quick. There's a guy and he does, like, little memes about Fallout New Vegas. And they're all really funny. Tracked it down. It's NoobNut125. All of his videos are very hilarious, and if you ever played Fallout New Vegas, he hits that shit right on the fucking head. But mainly, I just want to play some Fallout New Vegas, maybe set it up and stream it. I've been thinking about possibly streaming it onto Rumble, if I can figure out a way to stream that on Rumble. Maybe make a nightly thing of it. Or a semi-nightly thing of it. I know that game pretty well, though I've never played any of the, I played Honest Hearts, but that was like the only DLC I played, even though I got the Game of the Year edition. I've never done an evil playthrough. I've either done, like, the Yes Man playthrough, like, the totally independent New Vegas playthrough, or the Yes Man playthrough in New Vegas. I've never really done any of the evil ones. You know, I tried to do the house one, but every time it gets to, like, destroying the Brotherhood of Steel, I'm just like, nah, I don't want to do that. So I might do that. That might be something to look forward to on the Outside Four Walls channel. Oh, side note. Inside Four Walls has an official channel, too, for itself on Rumble. It's Outside Four Walls Podcast. Inside Four Walls, all one word, podcast. Should pop right on up. I'm backing up every video, or every podcast I've uploaded onto there as a video format. So have fun with that. Anyway, let's get back into it. Shanghai, August 30th, Reuters. China has forbidden under 18s from playing video games for more than 3 hours a week. A stringent social intervention that is said was needed to pull the plug on growing addictions to what was once described as a spiritual opium. Who described it as that? Such a weird yet vaguely accurate description of video gaming. Get a bad day from work, come home, shoot a bunch of people, go to bed. Maybe, pop some fucking bubbles as a little green dinosaur, if that's your thing. Back to the article. The new rules published on Monday are part of a major shift to... are part of a major shift by Beijing to strengthen control over its society and key sectors of its economy, including tech, education, and property, after years of runaway growth. Whoa, wait. Huh? Part of a major shift by Beijing to strengthen control over its society and key sectors of the economy, which have been on a runaway growth? Because I know most of the servers that run online gaming and shit, aren't they mostly based in China? I believe they're mostly based in China. I could be wrong, but... fairly certain they're mostly based in China. Weird. But yeah, there is an alarming question about government control here over its citizenry. God, how are they going to enforce this? Probably got even harder spyware on their people's shit than we do. They limit under 18s to playing for 1 hour a day. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on only Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Jesus! You know, when I saw the headline, right, I was thinking, like, damn, you can only play, like, an hour of video games on a school night? That's rough, man. Like, that's like, the experience, right? Like, I got some, like, 15 to 18-year-olds in my audience, according to my analytics here. Thank you for listening, by the way. Probably up late on school night listening to this shit. Because I know y'all asses aren't up at 8 a.m. listening to my podcast. And you ain't listening to them at 1 p.m. while you're getting your fucking lunch and your fucking lunch line. And she get the fuck out of here. Slap your fucking teacher across the fucking mouth. That was random. But, that's like... man, that was like most of my high school experience, you know? I'm sure most of you can have that kind of... relation with it too, you know, come home from school, don't do your homework, you know, stay up late, play video games. And again, I had a job that kept me up late when I was at high school. I worked midnights during the entire school week, and I would get out of work at like 4:30. I go into work at like 5 p.m. get out of work at like fucking 5 a.m. Yeah, shit. I worked doubles Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I would just play video games, you know? Until like 7. Class started at 9. And I'd bike to school. Play till 7. Get out the door by 7:30. If I even decided to go to school that day. If you haven't guessed, this is the podcast of someone who was very diligent in their educational career. And put a great deal of emphasis on their high school curriculum. If you thought that for a second, you're an idiot. But you can't even... but these Chinese kids can't even play more than an... they're only allowed to play an hour a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. First off, China has the same days off that we do? That's weird. I never thought about that. I don't know. I never thought that kids in other countries had Friday, you know, had Saturday and Sunday off of school. But wait, isn't Sunday technically a school night? Because, you know, you go to school Monday. Weird. But you can only play an hour during the week? Like during the weekend? You'll play an hour Friday, an hour Saturday, an hour Sunday. Damn, I was really thinking like it was just like an hour a day. Or they're just restricting it to like an hour a day. But now they're restricting it down to 3 hours a week. That's fucking weird. China? It's weird. Are there any exceptions to that shit? Like, if you, like, do they get Christmas break? Do they get Xing Xing breaks? Anyway, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, according to Xinhua State News Agency, they can also play for an hour at the same time on public holidays? Fucking what? What do you mean play at the same time? If you want to... Xi Jinping says it's my turn on the Xbox, big bro. What the fuck? This is even goofier than I imagined. The rules from the National Press and Publication Administration, the NPPA, regulator coincide with a broader clampdown by Beijing against China's tech giants, such as Alibaba Group. Yeah. I can't think of the guy's name. But the guy who runs Alibaba. The guy who runs Alabama, he spoke out against Xi Jinping and they went missing. Jack Ma. Yeah, Jack Ma said some shit about China. It wasn't even like that bad of a thing to say. I think he made some criticism of the economy. And he went missing for like 8 months. And then he just popped back up in public and like never spoke openly against China ever again. He's the guy who runs Alibaba. Interesting. I guess you should have kept your mouth shut in an authoritarian government. I'm kidding. Always speak out against that kind of shit, even if you get killed. Anyway, China's tech giants such as Alibaba Group, 9988HK, and Tencent Holdings. Tencent. I know that company. I think Tencent were the people who sold Musical.ly to BitDance, which turned Musical.ly into TikTok. On a side note, I would happily go back to the days of Musical.ly. Oh my god, I would go back to those days in a heartbeat, like 2014, 2015, 2016 time. You're on YouTube and it just randomly popped up a little Musical.ly logo in the corner. You're like, what the fuck is this? And you never looked it up. Anyway. So weird. The campaign to prevent what state media has described as a, quote, savage growth. Savage boys! Of the companies has wiped tens of billions of dollars off shares traded at home and abroad. Quote, teenagers are the future of our motherland. Of the motherland. Xinhua quoted an unnamed NPPA spokesperson saying, quote, protecting the physical and mental health of minors is minors is related to the people's vital interests and relates to the cultivation of the younger generation in the era of rejuvenation. That sounds so creepy. So authoritarian. Jesus. You can take my video games when you take it from my cold, dead hands. Gaming companies will be barred from providing services to minors in any form. So no, you cannot take your mom's credit card and give them the 16 wacky digits on the back and the 3 silly digits on the other side of the card. Womp, 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 womp. Minors in any form outside of stipulated hours. Oh, okay, so during stipulated hours, you can totally take your mom's credit card, give us the 16 digits and the 3 wackies on the back. Thank you. And must ensure they have put the real name verification system in place. Jesus, said the regulator, which oversees the country's video game market previously. That's creepy. So if you want to play a video game or buy a video game, you have to give them your real name and shit. Yeah. Kind of what we do here, right? Like, use your credit card to buy like all your shit. Anyway, previously, China had limited the length of under 18s that could play video games to 1.5 hours. Oh man, an hour and a half any day, and 3 hours on holidays. Okay, wow, okay. I mean, let me read that again for you. Under 18s could play video games to 1.5 hours on any day, and 3 hours on holidays under 2019 rules. So, man, the speedrun community, that's just gonna grow in China, right? Like, people are gonna be like, I wanna play as much of this video game as possible in the short time I have, just to create a generation of epic gamers who speedrun shit. That's fucking ludicrous. Holy shit. I just spat all over my monitor. Don't play video games, kids. You'll spit all over your monitors. And that was in 2019. So any day of the week, you could play an hour and a half. And then during holidays, you could play 3 hours. It's so fucking creepy and authoritative. It's totalitarianistic as fuck. Quote, "This is so fierce that I'm utterly speechless," said one comment that received over 700 likes. It's almost more views than Joe Biden gets. Others expressed doubt that the restrictions could be enforced. Yeah, I wouldn't express that too loudly in China. You might get jack modded. Quote, "They will just use their parents' logins. How can they control it?" asked one brave soul. Gaming shares zapped. The Chinese game market will remain. Fuck! Sorry, this voice got me all fucked up. The Chinese games market will generate an estimated $45.6 billion in revenue in 2021. Ahead of the United States, according to analytics from the firm Newzoo. Newzoo? Sounds like a shitty fucking like video game thing. Like a shitty Pokemon or knockoff Digimon. Newzoo! The crackdown reverberated around the world. Yeah, the mighty console unplugging heard around the world. You know when you play an Xbox back in the day and your controller got unplugged, you just hear boop, 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 boop. The whole world heard that. That's how this story came to my attention. Shares in Amsterdam listed tech investment companies. Prosus? Oh no, boys. Prosus. PRX.AS. Which holds 29% stake in Chinese social media and video game tech groups, such as Tencent, were down 1.45%, while Europe online video game stock Ubisoft and Embracer Group each fell 2%. See, they just need some G Fuel, right? If these companies were drinking some G Fuel, I'm just saying, maybe it wouldn't happen. Go to gfuel.com/PewDiePie to get 1 million subscribers instantly, boys. Save you from dipping 2%. Shares of Chinese gaming stock slid in pre-market. Fuck off! In pre-market trading in the United States, with NetEase falling over 6%. And mobile games publisher Bilibili dropping 3%. I did not make that up or have a stroke. That's what it's called. Bilibili dropped 3%. About 62.5% of Chinese minors often play video games online, and 13% of underage mobile users play mobile games for more than 2 hours a day on working days when they don't have a job. According to state media, I added they don't have a job part. They give this a try. They probably got minors doing all sorts of crazy shit. chimney sweeping Victoria England style. You know how they be. You know what communists fucking do. Gaming companies have been on edge in recent weeks as state media criticize gaming addiction among young people, signaling a regulatory crackdown. State media outlet described online games as spiritual opium. Oh, that's who described it as spiritual opium. The government. Gotcha. Gotcha. The government said that. Well, I say it sounds like such a weird thing. It's government made this month and cited Tencent's Honor of Kings in an article that called for more curbs on the industry. Battering shares in the world's largest gaming firm by revenue, Tencent later announced new measures to reduce the time and money children spend on video games. Starting with Honor of Kings. Its president also said it was working with regulators to explore ways in which the total amount of time minors spend on gaming could be clamped across all titles in the industry. I didn't say it. It says clapped. We be clapping gamers in here, boys. Fucking 360 clappings. The NPPA. It's got PP in the title. The NPPA regulator told Yahua it would increase the frequency and intensity of inspections for online gaming companies to ensure they were putting in place time limits in anti-addiction systems. It also said the parents and teachers played key roles in curbing gaming addictions. Reporting by Brenda Gah and written by Pravin Cha. Edited by Carmel Crimmins? I didn't even make fun of that. Carmel Crimmins. C-A-R-M-E-L Carmel. C-R-I-M-M-I-N-S. Crimmins. That sounds like a delicious, delightful dessert. I would get at Starbucks. Yeah, I'll have one macchiato, extra foam, hold the soy, actually give me all that soy, I want some bitch tits, and give me the caramel crimmins, please. Thank you. Instead of, like, if I eat me, like, a delicious caramel pastry and I get crumbs all over myself, I'm like, oh no, the caramel crimmins. They're all over me. I got crimmins all over me. Jesus Christ, this is horrifying. Kind of. I mean, that is a valid point. How are they going to make sure of this, right? Like, I'm very curious. I'll be doing a follow-up episode on this to find out what these measures are when it goes public. But, yeah, how? I mean, I actually, you know what? I know how they're going to keep an eye on this, right? If it's a mobile game, and they're doing really good at it, that has to be a fucking kid playing, right? Because there ain't no way in hell boomers are just perfectly jumping all them subways and getting all them damn coins the way they are. Right, there's no way these boomers are getting that little yellow bird between those Mario warp pipes. I just showed my edge, didn't I? Fuck. Well, flapping on. But if the person's doing very shittily, like just horrible, right, at the games, but they're getting no 360 no scopes and no G Fuel in sight. They're not hitting them swirly whirls, bro. They're not destroying Tomato Town. They ain't even touching the fucking what's that fucking thing? They're not drinking that blue Fortnite juice, right? They're not rebuilding the boards to keep the zombie Nazis at bay, and they're not even using the OG pistol when they're playing Halo 1. Again, I'm showing my age here. Then they have to be adult, and then they have no restrictions on how long they can play. But they're doing all that shit, right? They're having the epic gamer moments. And their chairs do this? Well, wow, this chair actually does that? I didn't even know that. Can I just get the fuck out of me? I would do the PewDiePie throw myself back and lay down thing, and the chair was like, bet! Just what? Up close in the mic! Ah! My audio wave just went batshit for that. But yeah, I would imagine, like, trying to think like how they would do this. It would have to spy on you through like the camera. There's one in the room, right? Ooh, or maybe they call people. I mean, when you go on your phone, right? Like your mobile device will have this. You got on the battery thing, it will show you a list of everything you've done. Like how much of your battery life, and how many hours you put into YouTube, mobile games, so on and so forth. This is just very alarming. Right? I wonder what's going to happen. I got to do a follow-up on this. But, sorry. I'm still kind of sick and getting over it. But genuinely, what the fuck? If this happened in America, can you imagine what would happen? People would be raging. Donald Trump would come out and be like, I'll get your video games back. Alright, I'll make gaming great again. This administration has gone far, far above and beyond anything we've ever seen before. It's unprecedented. They removed all the DLC content from Smash Bros, okay? I'm gonna get you all your characters back, and then some. Only the best characters will be added. Only the best. Ask anybody. The best. I'm the best gamer, after all. I find me at user_GodKingEmperorTheDon. No scope me, faggot. I mean, I don't really have much to add to this. It was just an interesting story that stood out to me, and I want to make an episode about it. It's just horrifying to think. Give me one second. I want to see something. There's another article here linked at the bottom of this article, dude. And I just read the first paragraph of it, and I gotta go into it. I'm gonna make this quick. I don't want this episode to be an hour long, alright? And it's already gonna be kind of pushing it. Oh, that's an idea. U.S. parents respond to Chinese screen time ban from 17 hours ago by Helen Costner. Donna Costner, that's just her name. What is this fucking name? Raelia? R-A-L-E-I-G-H? Raelia? Raelia Smith Duttweiler. Duttweiler. What? Stupid fucking name! Duttweiler. It's like a shitty fucking Metal Gear character. Duttweiler. Or like Gears of War sounding thing. Anyway. Duttweiler was folding laundry in her Ohio home. Oh, Ohio's not a real place. It's a four-letter word on a map. It's not real. I'm trying to scare us here. Fake news! Fake fucking news! In her Ohio home, her three children were playing the video game Minecraft upstairs. Your kids might be gay. When she heard an NPR... Of course she's listening to NPR. An NPR story about new rules in China that forbid teenagers from playing under the age of 18 from playing video games for more than 3 hours a week. Her kids play Minecraft. She listens to NPR. It's a gay household right there, boys.
Oh, that's an idea.
Duttweiler. Duttweiler. God, her name cannot be Duttweiler. Duttweiler. Who works in public relations at a non-profit recalls thinking,
my American gut instinct said, this is sort of an infringement on the rights. You can't tell us what to do in our own homes.
Yeah, no shit.
But on the other hand...
But!
But on the other hand, it's not particularly good for kids to be playing so much. Even my own children play too much. And I don't think it would be... And I don't think it would be a lot easier to turn it off if it wasn't just... Wait, what? I hate how they have this set up. And I don't think it would be a lot easier to turn it off if it wasn't just arguing with mommy. But actually saying, well, the police say so.
Better parenting brought to you by China! Because, you know, instead of being the parent, right, the buck stops with you and your household, man. You gotta be like, well, the government says you can't play your video games, little Timmy. I know I'm your dad and all. And I know I'm your mommy and all, Timmy. But you just can't be playing video games, so fuck you, Mom. I'm gonna keep playing them. But the cops said no.
Oh, well, fuck, in that case.
Did she just softcore admit, I'm fine with the government telling me how to raise my children? How about you quit being one of those parents that are like, TV's so violent, I don't want my kids watching it, yet I'm not going to enforce what they watch or change the channel. Let's get off your ass and do some fucking parenting, you NPR listener.
For Duttweiler and many families outside of China, Monday's news of the country struck social intervention, which regulators said was needed to stop a growing addiction to what was once described as a spiritual opium by the government, underscores a challenge to rein in video games use in their homes, particularly during a pandemic. Or, as a parent in America, what you could do if your kids play too many video games, you could do one of two things. One, just like have a timer on it and then take the video game consoles away, you know, and make them go out and do shit like play outside and shit. Or alternatively, to save you some money, instead of having them have money allowances, you could let them play video games as an allowance for doing good work. Just an idea. Goofy dumbasses.
Underscores a challenge to rein in video games. Video game use in their own homes, particularly during the pandemic. China's regulator said that new rules were a response to growing concern that games affected the psychological and mental health of children by fears echoed by parents and experts in the United States. Bullshit, man. They've done so many studies in this that show video games, even the most violent video games, have no impact on violence in the real world. Done. And only, not only that, they actually show video games can be beneficial to a lot of kids. Not all kids, but most kids. Helps with their reflexes, apparently sometimes with their social skills, and it can actually help them get a pent-up aggression out. Not only that, it does something with that part of your brain that makes decisions. It trains that up. This has been a "Won't stop me think of the children" from the Chinese government.
Paul Morgan, a father of two teenagers in Penn State, gay, who studies electronic devices, sees flaws in the ban while acknowledging the challenge of controlling children's screen times. Quote, "These electronic devices are ubiquitous."
Ubiquitous? Morgan said.
"It's really hard to get kids away from them." Yet Morgan says negative associations with screen time are particularly evident for heavy users.
I will say too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
Possibly due to displacing activities like exercise or sleep.
Yeah. Actually, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like, I wasn't working out. I wasn't, you know, actually doing the podcast. And I was staying up late, you know, like almost no sleep. So, again, that's actually kind of a point here. Just be a parent, you know, regulate it yourself. You know, most consoles have, like, a little code you can put in. Like, I'm a parent. I'm going to send this little password up so you don't have to. So it, like, shuts down and won't let you turn it back on for a set number of days or hours or however long you want it set.
Displacing exercise. The ban doesn't address social media use, conveniently.
Although most people in China already don't really have access to social media.
Anyway. Doesn't address social media use, which is thought to be especially harmful for girls and some populations, such as students with disabilities, may benefit from the social interactions provided by video games.
I'm about to say, what else are they going to fucking do?
Potatoes don't really have much to do.
Sierra Weiss. What is with the stupid fucking names? Fucking Weiss. Isn't that the fucking douchebag brother from Malcolm in the Middle? Weiss! Or that's Reese. It's Reese. But Duttweiler. And now we have fucking Weiss! Anyway,
Sarah Weiss, a New Jersey-based publicist for technology sites.
Technology clients. What? A publicist for technology clients?
Including a video game company, sees value in the games that help her twin 12-year-old sons connected to their peers.
Or go out and play kickball.
But wants to better limit how often they play more violent video games. Do some fucking parenting and just don't let them buy the violent video games and or set limits on how long they can play it and fucking enforce it in your own fucking homes, you fucking fools. You're blaming everything except for your own lack of ability to put your foot down with your fucking kids and tell them fucking no, you goofy fucking twats. Seriously, enforce the rules. The same parents are like, I never spanked my kid and I never forced them to do anything. They don't respect me and they're just abusing everybody around them. What happened? This happened. Set rules in your home and enforce them. God damn, these fucking clowns. I think the Chinese rules are good, we said, like a little bitch. Quote, They're still saying play video games, but you're just setting limits. You're a parent in America. Set the limits yourselves, you feckless fucktards. Jesus. She added, partially joking, can they come here and impose the restrictions on my house? My drone. I did not just read that. Partially joking. That bitch better have been 100% dead ass cackling when she said that shit. How about you do some fucking parenting? Is it that fucking hard? You don't want your kid playing violent video games, so don't buy them. If you catch them with it, ground them. Punish them in some way. Take it. Or make them return it to the person they got it from in the first place, and then lecture the person for providing violent video games to minors who cannot legally purchase it themselves. This is retarded. And don't worry, with this fucking administration, the Chinese will happily come over here and impose any rule they see fit on your dumbass at any given moment. Because let's face it, with things going the way they are, China's gonna mop the fucking floor with us.
Can you continue to enforce the restrictions in my home?
You should never have been allowed to have kids, and you should never... Listen, Weiss. You should have been a stain on your parents' bed sheets, how many ever years ago, or an extra protein shot your mother swallowed. Been better for everybody.
James, you're so mean. Shut the fuck up.
What is with these stupid names? Michael Gural? G-U-R-A-L, Grawl, Malino, Malio, Grawl Malio, what the fuck, these names are as retarded and useless as these fucking parents are. G-U-R-A-L, M-A-I-E-L-L-O, Grawl Malio, who works in business development at an engineering firm, and has an 11-year-old son, believes parents should be the ones regulating their children's video games use. Someone has common sense in this fucking country? I thought that was a depleted resource. Fuck!
The dog just looking at me like, oh, dude.
Yes! Michael, despite your stupid fucking name, I'm sure I mispronounced, you're fucking right! The parents should, be parenting! It's in the name! Parent! Parenting! Fuck! God! It was funny, the bitch was in NPR, right? That's a liberal! Remember when liberals in the 90s were saying, oh, well, the Simpsons are so bad, why don't you just stop your kids from watching them and, you know, watch what your kids watch and make sure they're not watching anything you aren't comfortable with. And now they're like, who will parent my children? All they do is play violent video games and jerk off to cartoon titties. Who will parent the children
I am the parent of. I need government. I hate this generation. I hate this timeline. I want out. Fuck.
Sorry about your ears. This is the 1 o'clock upload, right?
Oh, fuck. This is the 8. This is the 8 o'clock upload. Ah, sucks to be you. Now let's hear this based Chad. Michael says, quote, let me do my chattiest voice.
I don't think the government really have a place in telling parents how their children should be spending their time, Michael said. Quote, China has a rotten record in technology in general, but I'd be far more worried about my son using apps that originate in China that collect data than I am about him playing Mario Kart.
Beast! Fucking Chad! Fuck! This article is by Helen Koster. Oh my god! What is wrong? This is what's wrong with the generation I grew up in. Feckless, weak parents who make all the rules in the universe but have no way of making themselves enforce it. They don't enforce the rules they set, and they just wish someone else would come along and parent their kid. That's half the reason why people like Dr. fucking Phil have a goddamn job. Thank you, fucking Michael. Great guy. Brilliant. A revolutionary thought. Perhaps parents should be responsible for the content their children are allowed to consume. Moggles the fucking mind. My god. Anyway, this has been Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison, and I'm fucking done, man. I'm out. I'll see you at 1:00.